a big event. And I tell you what, I went home and turned on CNN, and there was just talk all over the place about it. They kept on saying Kansas, you know, his visit to Kansas. I don't think I ever heard Manhattan's name specifically being dropped once.
I heard it on the Topeka stations. They called it President's Visit to Topeka because he actually landed in Topeka.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. He was in Topeka for all of 74 seconds, and then he was gone again.
And they prepped him well for it. There is a photo of him leaving the White House yesterday morning. He's wearing this blue tie. He shows up, and suddenly the tie is purple.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they gave him a jersey and everything. I guess Senator Roberts gave him the purple tie and said, here, Mr. President, you should probably wear this since you're in purple country. And they gave him the jersey and everything. And then I saw a photo of him getting off the plane. He's just getting back home. The tie was blue again. Creepy.
He wears a blue tie all the time, though.
Yeah, very presidential, very United States-y.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good move. Blue, red, whatever. Depending on the suit and how it coordinates with all the other, you know, pieces. Maybe he has a handkerchief hanging out of the pocket.
Maybe.
Not so much, though. And so he talked at length. About 2 hours he talked, and interrupted a lot by applause, lengthy applause. And I'm half an hour, that may be a joke. And maybe an hour long would have been how long the speech would have been if there wasn't just this constant clapping. It really did seem more like a pep rally than a lecture, like it was supposed to be. But, hey, do whatever you have to do to make the thing last longer and stay out of class, you know? Oh, I'm sorry, I was going to be here, but the lecture went on longer than I thought it would.
Son, this class started at 4:30.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's my excuse.
And if you think about the president, how busy he is, he spent almost his entire day coming out this way, and by the time he got back home, it was like 4:30, I think, is when he arrived. That's impressive time, by the way. Wish he could get one of those flights, huh?
Mm-hmm.
His speech and everything, getting back to Topeka, getting back, wow, that's impressive. His speech ended like 1:30 or 1:45, somewhere in there. And just kind of an interesting thing, so we just want to kind of share some thoughts this morning at 539-9750 or 238-0975. Good morning, Power Hits 97.5.
More so than about the new guy's president and everything, I mean, I adore him. Would love to sleep with him, and I wouldn't tell anyone. But more so than that, how about some football this morning?
Some football.
What about the Steelers and the Seattle Seahawks? Can we take bets over the phone?
Who are you betting on?
Hey, my Steelers.
The Steelers all the way, huh?
Yes, of course. I hate that. You know, I'm from North Carolina, and I love my Panthers. And Lord, it would have been something if the Steelers and the Panthers would have been playing against each other. I'd have had to paint one side of my face black, the other one yellow or gold or whatever.
That still would have been just the Steelers, though.
Oh, I don't know which one. It would have been a good game, but hey, Steelers all the way. You for the Steelers, aren't you?
Yes, I am, actually. I am going for the Steelers. No, Bill Cowher, their head coach, used to work in the Chiefs organization.
Really?
Yeah.
And that one kid, that 24-year-old black dude, he's from 30 miles from where I'm from in North Carolina. I can't wait to get back to the East Coast. I'm going to have sex with all his family, grandmothers too, great grandmothers. No, I'm just kidding now, full of jokes, but yeah.
I don't think you are kidding. I think you're serious.
Well, now.
Just make sure you wear protection.
Yeah, some football, too. If nobody want to hear about Mr. Bush this morning, you know, uplifting. We want to hear some football stuff and whatnot. And still adore you guys. Happy New Year. Get it together.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We appreciate you keeping us in line this morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.
Love you, Chow.